This is Jeff Alpin, Big Game Hunter. Welcome to Job Search Radio.
Are you looking for a new job or interested in leveling up? Job Search Radio is your go-to resource for insider tips on job hunting and growing your career. Here's your host, Jeff Alpin.
Episode 428 of Job Search Radio. This is your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Here on this show, I'm going to answer a question I received from someone who's a middle management professional whose professional skills have gotten a little bit rusty. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you give it 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. And I hope you connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/ The Big Game Hunter. And if you're interested in my helping you with your job search, listen to the end of the show. I've got information there that will tell you how to connect with me. And now let's get going. The question is really very simple. What are the best strategies for a laid-off middle manager to get a job if they have a technical background which is going rusty? So there's a little bit of unclarity to the question, but I'm going to work with one definition of it. So the definition I'm going to work with is one that says, I work in IT. I'm not really technical any longer. I'm not in the Bay Area, but I'm somewhere in the United States. My skills are rusty from a technical standpoint. What's the best things I can do? From a technology standpoint, it's not like you're going to be a programmer. So you want to update your technical skills up to a point. But if your goal is to become a coder and earn less money than what you do as a manager, then by all means, deep dive in there and be extraordinarily technical. Take classes, work hard at being a technologist, and that's the kind of salary that you'll earn. Another approach is to go whole hog into the management side and lightly update your technical skills to make sure that they're not so obsolete as if you were asked questions from a technology standpoint, you're going to get blown out of the water. Now, ultimately, I want to be clear. The question for you is, what do you want to be doing? What kind of role do you want to be in? And if the role is to be a technologist, you've got to get your skills up to date. If the role is to manage technologists, you want to make sure that they're current and sufficient enough that if your staff has an issue, you can help them, but not so deep that you're going to wind up coding aggressively. In environments that code aggressively, they're smaller. They are generally more poorly funded. There are exceptions to that. But if you're living in most of America, they're not really essential. So at the end of the day, you're better off diving in harder into technology project and program management and getting those certifications rather than getting a C-sharp certification for, to use one example, on the other side. You're better off demonstrating management attributes and that you manage technologists and you deliver projects on time and within budget and have formalized training than going the other direction. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few ways to hire me to help you with your job search. First of all, let me just start by saying I no longer do recruiting. So I'm not here to help place you in a job or help find the job for you. However, if you're interested in my coaching you, critiquing your resume and or LinkedIn profile, help you with your networking, prepare you for interviews, help you with a negotiation, a whole host of services, visit thebiggamehunter.us, use the tabs on the top, place an order with me. I'd be very happy to help you. I also want to say that, you know, there's a lot of great information at jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read. It's the best of my content to help you with your search. Now, all of my stuff is at thebiggamehunter.us, but people tell me that it's overwhelming. If you want my best, visit jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
If you would like to have Jeff give you advice about your job search, you'll love JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. This site has all of Jeff's books and guides to job hunting available free. The ability to have Jeff answer your questions, plus podcasts and videos that'll help you with all the different parts of a job search, including writing a winning resume and cover letter, great answers to interview questions, how to negotiate effectively, whether you want an easy way or want to get tough, plus a community of people like you who you can get advice from. The site again is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com.